Right now, as we do each and every week here in this 9 o'clock spot, it's time to go inside the ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go inside the ropes.
It's the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment. We do it each and every week, handful of hot topics in the world of golf, brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. First topic, John Daly in trouble again. Dateline Winston-Salem, North Carolina. John Daly was taken into custody Sunday morning by Winston-Salem police after he was found drunk outside an area Hooters restaurant. Police said in a statement that officers went to the restaurant on a medical call. When they arrived, Daly was being treated by emergency workers after losing consciousness. At the restaurant, police said Daly appeared extremely intoxicated and uncooperative and refused repeatedly to be taken to a hospital. Pat, the downward spiral continues.
It's just really a shame. And I don't mean to make light of this because Daly is headed for death. That's where he is headed. I mean, it wouldn't shock me at all if in the next couple months we read about him, you know, just to succumbing to a heart attack or alcohol poisoning or something. It's just a shame. He really needs help. And unless he's willing to help himself, it ain't going to happen. But can you imagine, Russ, just the scene initially with this? Like where Daly walks in, obviously people know who he is. And, you know, he's sponsored by Hooters, or he was. And so I'm sure he's got some cachet there. And everyone's like, hey, John Daly's here. Hey. Then he starts having a couple pops. And all of a sudden it's like, you know, what are we going to do with this guy? And then he's becoming intoxicated, uncooperative. Pretty soon they're asking him to leave.
Right.
You know, it's one of those
sponsors.
That's what I mean. It's like one of those things where initially he comes in and they're probably all like, hey, John's here and he has a couple belts. And it's like the reality of the situation is this guy isn't a good time, Charlie. He's really got a problem. And, you know, it's really a sad commentary on John. And you think about guys, you know, like John Belushi or Chris Farley or you know, guys not in the sports world, but nonetheless have some talent and you know. And John's one of those guys that, you know, we continually say this, has a tremendous amount of talent. It's just like really wasting it. And I understand alcoholism's a disease and everything else. But at the same time, unless this guy is willing to help himself, forget golf. It's headed for tragedy, and it's going to be nobody's fault but John, because he can't figure out a way to get himself clean.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. It's just unfortunate. How tragic to think a guy in John Daly who has the talent to win two majors, and in a four-year span, 91 PGA, Crooked Stick, 95 British at St. Andrews, the guy had talent to become one of maybe the top 20 or 30 best golfers of all time. And, you know, he's not even going to come close to that. Of course, he probably won't even get into the Hall of Fame despite having won two majors. And at this point, Pat, you make a great point. At this point, it's more about his life and well-being and concern for that, in fact, versus even his golf game. So,
no, he's headed for the death's door, and it's going to happen sooner
than
later.
Very tragic. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment. Handful of hot topics in the world of golf, brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. If you think you're ready for the third toughest course on the PGA Tour, take one of golf's ultimate tests at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com.
All right, Russ, number two goes to you. The New World Order. I'm talking about the New World Golf Ranking Order as of 10/27/08. Tiger Woods, who else? Number one at 14.73 points, then followed not closely behind, but Phil Mickelson, Sergio Garcia, Vijay Singh, and Padraig Harrington. This is the highest world ranking of Sergio's career. Previous best was number four, so he's number three. Also Tiger's lowest points total since 2005, understandable with the injury. But what do you think, Russ, in the coming year, in 2009, which of the five players is least likely to win a major?
Good question, Pat, and I have a pretty solid answer, I think, and it's Phil Mickelson. I think Phil Mickelson, of these five players you just named, is least likely to win a major next year in 2009. You know, it seems like ever since Wide left at the 06 U.S. Open at Wingfoot, he really hasn't contested in majors at all. We haven't really seen him since that fateful Sunday afternoon in New York contest in majors. Now, he has won some PGA Tour events, you know, of course. Most of them have come earlier in the year, and most of them out on the West Coast, because he really thrives on the West Coast. But he hasn't been heard very much from in majors. You can't say Tiger Woods, even though he's been out of golf for 6 months. You can't. I mean, hell,
no,
the guy won the U.S. Open at Torrey on one leg. He's going to win at least a major next year. In 09. Maybe it won't be the Masters, because that'll be too soon, you know, after the comeback. You know, he might.
You're going to count him out of the Masters?
I'm not counting him out. I'm not counting him out of anything. Listen, you know, I'm the biggest Tiger Woods fan there is. Trust me. I'm not counting him out of any of the four majors next year, but I think the best chance for him will probably be in the year's final three majors once he gets the rust off and gets back into the groove. Sergio Garcia, I think he's got a better chance than Phil next year. I mean, Sergio won the Players' Championship this year, and if he wins today at Valderrama, he's all of a sudden the second-ranked player in the world ahead of Phil Mickelson. Padraig Harrington, not going to bet against him. The guy won two of the four majors this year, and he's won three of the last six going back to last year's British Open. So, you know, I think Padraig might end up winning three British Opens in a row possibly next year in 09. And then Vijay Singh is the other guy. For me, it's between Vijay and Phil Mickelson, because Vijay, he really hasn't contested in majors, just like Phil hasn't really contested in majors over the last few years. But I just have more confidence in Vijay's game right now than Phil's.
I'm going to disagree with you only slightly. I think Vijay's the least likely for a couple reasons, age and then putting. I know he keeps telling himself he's the best putter in the world now, but that doesn't necessarily make it so. I think the putting is Vijay's downfall right now, and I think it's going to continue to be, especially in the majors. But that comes along with age. Vijay's, what, 46 or 47 now?
Yeah, well, 45, I believe.
Okay.
I'll check that.
Okay, so he's getting up there. I just think age is going to preclude Vijay from being really competitive in the majors coming up. Phil, I agree with you. He's probably second on my list, but I think he's done his penance, quote-unquote, from the Wingfoot debacle. I thought it would take him a couple of years to get over that, and we're going to get into that. You know, that penance period is going to be over going into this year. So I think the talent level of Phil will rise to the top, and I think he'll be able to compete. I'm not going to say he's going to win, but I'd go Vijay first and then Phil second.
Yeah, Vijay, by the way, is 45 years old. He turned 45 February 22nd. He was born in 1963, so he'll be 46 next February. And, you know, his wins this year, I think, are more impressive than Phil's, though. You know, he won the Bridgestone, big-time WGC event. He also won the Barclays, the first event of the fall series. So we'll agree to
now,
disagree.
Now, VJ's an unbelievable player, but the age at some point does catch up with you, Russ.
All right. I am such an idiot.
That's right, Phil, you are. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. It's our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Rope segment. Handful of hot topics in the world of golf brought to you by the PGA National Resort and Spa. Topic number three, Eric Compton. Of course, the Miami product, and a guy that's near and dear to our hearts. 28 years of age, and he's already had two heart transplants. The first when he was 12 years old, way back in 1992, and the second just 5 months ago. And after that second heart transplant, he has been offered a sponsor's exemption into next week's Children's Miracle Network Classic at the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando. It's the final full field event of the year on the PGA Tour. He will also be allowed to use a cart, just like he was allowed last week to use a cart during Q School at Crandon Park down in Key Biscayne. And he did qualify. He got through the first stage of Q School, and he'll be moving on to stage number two a couple weeks after playing at Disney next week. Pat, your thoughts on Compton next week at Disney? What are his chances to make the cut, maybe to vie for possibly winning?
Well, I think winning's probably out of the question, but nothing with this young man would shock me. I mean, you come back 5 months after a heart transplant to be able to be competitive on the PGA Tour is, stunning, to say the least. So the mere fact that he's out here playing is unbelievable. He could make the cut. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. He obviously has the game. He was able to advance into the second stage of Q School following, making the cut, I guess, in the top 23 a couple weeks ago. So, you know, he has that mental fortitude to do that. I mean, obviously the big thing here is letting him use a cart. I think we talked about this a little bit. I do think walking plays a part in this game, but at the same point, ultimately, it does come down to your mental capability, focusing over a tough shot and being able to execute either a shot or a putt. And I don't think physical stamina has as much to do with that as mental, although I recognize it's part of it. But, you know, if you tell me, if anybody with a straight face can tell this kid that he can't use a golf cart to play, I mean, you're at a different level of human being than I am. I mean, just, if he can physically stand up, I think he should be able to have a chance to play. But it's an unbelievable story, Russ. I don't know how he's going to do in this thing, but, you know, overcoming everything he's been able to overcome.
Right, exactly.
I think golf is the least of his stressors right now.
And that, I'll tell you what, the fact that golf and a game is the least of your worries probably helps him, because
hey,
he goes
right
into it, you know, no cluttered mind and just carefree. Whatever happens, happens. And sometimes this crazy game of golf, that type of attitude is the best attitude you can have.